You hold my second parak, Yedav Tezvav Mabez. And Mishnah says, Isha Shenes Armula, an Isha that lost a husband, she became an Amona, Oishin is Garsha, or else she received a get. So because she receives a Ksuba now, these are the two times an Isha gets a Ksuba. Either her husband dies, or else her husband gave her a get, she has a right to collect the Ksuba. Now the question is, Vice says they lost the Ksuba here, so they don't know how much the husband has to pay you. He Oimeris, she says, Besula Nisatani. That when we got married, I was a psula, and therefore I deserve to get $200 now. Ruaimer, the husband says, Loi, that wasn't the case. Kiela Almon Nisaticha. When I married you, you're an Amona. You were married once before, your husband died, and I married you the second time. This is your second marriage. Therefore, you only deserve to get $100. So it's a machlekes. So the law is like this. Im yesh edim sheyotzeis benuma. Vaisa tiksuba we don't have. We don't have any document to say exactly how much tiksuba was. So she has edim that at the time of her chuppah, she went out. Im yesh edim sheyotzeis benuma. She went out wearing a special veil. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what it is. We used to have a special type of a chuppah. That's a raya, that's a proof that she was a psula. He used to do these things special by a psula. Or else for Roisha Perua. Or else her hair was uncovered at the time of the chuppah. It's a raya, she was a psula. Because if I say you first have to start covering your hair after you have bia, after you live with your husband. But by a psula, she's allowed to go to the chuppah with the hair uncovered. So if the Eidim, that at your chuppah your hair was uncovered, that's a raya ksubasum asayim. That you deserve to get now $200. Because you for sure was a psula at the time of the chuppah. But mashmah, if you don't have edim though, then you're not believed. Then we say the husband only has to pay you 100 and not 200. Reb Yechon ben Bruker Oimer, Av chila kaloyes raya. If they could bring a proof that at the time of your chuppah, they were throwing chila kaloyes, or they gave out kaloyes, means roasted like wheat, roasted kernels. They used to give out roasted kernels by a chuppah of a basula. So if you have proof, Edim, that they were by a chuppah, and they remember the way they gave out kolayas, these roasted wheat, that's also raya proof that you are a basula. But if you don't have these proof, and the chanami, then the baal is nemon, the baal of Isis, al-samaysim, all of a raya, even though the husband doesn't have a proof either. But she wants to come and take away another $100 from the husband. If she doesn't have a proof, she can't get it. Or else from the Yorshim. And it's sad that the husband died, so Rashi learns the Yorshim now, that she's coming to the Yorshim, and she's telling the Yorshim, I want my ksuba. And the Yorshim say back, and they say, no, we know, we heard over, that at the time of Yechupa, you're only an Amona, you only deserve 100. So if the Yorshim say she only deserves 100, and there's no proof, so the klal is, Me'asafik, Ha'moyseh V'chaveri, Olav Araya, the Yorshim or the husband doesn't have to pay more than $100. According to the Rambam Shita, it's a case of a Moed B'miksas that will have to swear also. Because really it's a case that she's asking for 200. And he's agreeing that I owe you 100. So that's usually the case when you're Moed to half of what I ask for, you have to swear. So Rambam Shita is an Echnam, you have to make a Shavua. Other Rishonim learn, you don't have to swear over here, because it's not called Mimin HaTaina. Like they're two different Tainas. She wants 200 because she was a psula. He says, I'll psula, I give you zero. You weren't a psula. I'll give you 100 for a different reason. Because you're an amana, that's not called maidim miminataina. A co-point of the Mishnah says he doesn't have to pay more than 100. Then Rabbi Yeshua Aimer. Umdamar, umaydi Rabbi Yeshua agrees though. We'll soon see to what is he agreeing. But umaydi Rabbi Yeshua agrees. In a case like this, that biyay milachaveroi. If Reuven goes over to his friend Shimon and tells Shimon, you should know, Sodezu, this field that I'm living in right now, Shelovich Hoysa, you should know, Shimon, this field once belonged to your father. And I bought it off your father. Titsa, Reuven is in his house, in his field, and nobody's complaining. Reuven by himself comes over to Shimon and tells Shimon a fact. You should know, this field once belonged to your father, and I bought it off your father. Allah is Shuhneman, that he's believed. Reuven is allowed to stay in the karka right now. Even though he's telling us a fact that it once belonged to your father, and he doesn't have any proof that he bought it off your father, he doesn't have the shtar, still we believe Reuven. Why? The klal is Shapesha also, who are Peshitter? The one that's telling us this whole story is Reuven. Like if Reuven wanted to be quiet, nobody would have said a thing. Reuven is the one that's a Pesha also, he's the one opening up his mouth. and telling us that this field once belonged to your father, but he himself, Reuben himself, was right away a pesh hitter. Right away he's telling us that he bought it off your father. Therefore he's believed. A new svar of a pesh or a pesh hitter. Rashi's mashma, it's a new type of a nemonis. That since you're the whole one that told us the story, you have a special nemonis. We believe you, especially in what you're saying. Tysus learned it's a regular migu, just a migu di boy shosak. It's a better type of a migu. It's a migu you could have kept quiet. Like we have a proof to tell, you're telling the truth. Because if you want to lie, the best thing is to be quiet. You don't have to say anything. Nobody's coming to complain to you to take away your field. So who asked you to open up your mouth to say that this field once belonged to your father? Since you yourself opened up your mouth, it's a proof that you're telling the truth, you're not lying. That true, it was once his father, but it's true that you bought it off his father. Therefore we believe you. But what about V'yim Yesh Edim, Shisha Loviv? Let's say we have Edim, that this field once belonged to Shimon's father. And now the question is, what are you doing in the field, Reuven? You said that you bought it off the father. And Reuven says he bought it off your father. I bought it off him. Is there no Neman? Now Reuven is not believed. And if Reuven doesn't have a star, or else he's not there, we'll see in the Gemara about Shnei Chazaka. He's not living there for 3 years already, so he has to go off the karka. But now that we have Edim, that this field once belonged to Shimon's father, there's no more Peshos or Peshitta. If you would keep quiet, the field has to go back to Shimon. You're telling us, no, you bought it off the father. So prove it. As far as we know, if we have Edim that it once belonged to Shimon's father, he's the Cheskes Marikama. So we don't know what to do with it, we should leave it by Shimon. If you want to say it belongs to you, you bought it, you have to prove it. And if you can't prove it, you're talking not Neman. That's the end of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Taima, what's pshat in the beginning of the Mishnah again, where it's a machlokes, the husband's still alive, or else the yoshim, with the wife, that she says she deserves $200 for the ksuba. She was a psula at the time of at the chasana, and the husband or the yoshim say no, she was an amona. She only gets 100. So Mishnah says if she could bring edim of these things happen by a chuppah, then she'll get 200. So time modik edim. What's the reason we believe her only if she has edim that either they gave out roasted wheat, or she went out with the hair uncovered, or she wear a special hinuma, then she's believed. Holek edim, if she doesn't have proof that at the chuppah she was like a psula, is baal me'emin, then we'll believe the baal that she was a almona, and she only deserves to get $100. So the Gemara says, Leima tenan stamad lik Rabbi Gamliel. Nuchur, our Mishnah does not come out like Rabbi Gamliel. Nuchur, it's a kasher, because before we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. Because the Rabbi Gamliel, if the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's a kasher, ho omar ihi mehemna. Rabbi Gamliel said in the Mishnah, and before, we believe her, she's Neman. Before the case was the Moshe, if the husband tain is Pesah Pesuach, the night of the chuppah, the husband says Pesah Pesuach, that you're not a psula, and that you're a bula, and therefore I don't want to give you anything. And before we add, if she says no, that Mishurastani Nanasti, that what happened was that at the time I made Kedushin with you, I was a psula. Just later on, a man was manas me. The Mishnah before said, Rabbi Gamliel says, we believe her. When she has a bori, and she has a cheska saguf, or else she had a migu, we believe her. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, we believe the wife. Sakam over here, and the Mishnah says, we don't believe the wife. Only if she has Edim. But if she doesn't have Edim, even though she says for sure she was a psula, we see we don't believe her. So her, our mission is not like Rabbi Gamliel. Gemara says no. Afilu teimer Rabbi Gamliel. Even if you want to say no, our mission is la'locha, even according to Rabbi Gamliel. But it's a big difference. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Gamliel. Up until now, when did Rabbi Gamliel say before that we believe her? Hosam over there in the Mishnah before, Ella Babori Veshema. There the case was, the husband does not know what happened to his wife. The question is, the husband thought he married a psula, and the night of the chuppah, when he lived with her, he found out she's a bula. But the husband doesn't know when it happened. The husband's only saying, Shema, maybe you are a bula, you lived with a man already before I first married you. So therefore I don't want to give you ksub at all. She says back, no, bury, I'm telling you what happened. I know what happened to me. What happened to me was that at the time of the kedushin, I was a psula. Therefore, I deserve $200. And in between, somebody was manas me. So when she says bari, she knows for sure what happened. And the husband does not know, he's only a shema. That's Rabbi Gamliel Svara. That bari v'shema, bari yod, if we believe her, because she's the bari. Aval hocha, but now Mishnah over here, bari yabari. Here they're both saying for sure. The husband is saying for sure, I remember that when I married you, you were an amana. That's something he knows. The curve went out. Everybody knew that you were married once before, and your first husband died, and then I married you. So the husband says he knows for sure you are an amana. So I only want to give you 100. So in a case when the opposition against her is a bari, lo yama, Rabbi Gamliel never said that we believe her. Like a bari, why should we believe her? Believe the husband better. Befrat, he's holding his money. She wants to get money away from the husband. The klal always is, al meitzu mechaber, ol avaraya. So therefore, of course, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara goes so far to ask, like, what was the Havamina then? For the Gemara, the famous Lashon, Udekarilo, Maikarilo. Like, what did you speak? What did you open your mouth for? Like, what was your first question? And that's a Pashtun of Teretz here. That Rabbi Gamliel is talking about Bari Vishema, when the husband doesn't know exactly what happened. He's only saying maybe. But over here, where the husband says for sure he knows that she was an Amana, of course she's not believed. For the Gemara, Bari Ubarihu. Our Mishnah is a Bari Ubari. We had the old Gemara before, Rabbi Gamliel only says because of a Bari Vishema and a Cheskas Aguf or a Migu we had. But you need the Bari Vishema. But in our Mishnah, it's a Bari Vibari. Pshita Rabbi Gamliel agrees that she is not Neman. So Gemara says the Havamina was like this. We thought that Kivon derived Noshim, Besulis Nisais, since Rive, the majority of marriages are by Besulis. The majority of people get married is the first time, not the second time, not a namona. So I would think that since she has a roiv on her side that says that she was a b'sula, ki bori v'shem adami, maybe it would be like a case of bori v'shema, that according to Rabbi Gamliel, we should believe her. And that the Gemara says no, the Kamash Milan is no, that even though she has a roiv on her side, but Lamaisa, the husband, the opposite side, is saying bori, he knows that she was a namona. You can't get the money. And Rashi explains why the Havamina is that that's a Chakira Nachreinim. When one person is a Bari, he knows for sure. She knows for sure. And the other one is a Shema. Why does the Bari win? One Svari is because the Bari sounds more believable than the one that Shema. So the Svari to believe the Bari because he sounds stronger. So that was the Havamina. If she has a Rav on her side that Rav Noshem get married with Sulais, it's also a reason to believe her. Her side sounds stronger, because she has a rive. Rive ladies that get married are the first times. So that was the Havamina, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she should be believed. But the Teretz could be no. The reason why Bari v'Shema wins is not so much because you're a Bari, but because the other person's a Shema. When somebody's in doubt, then he doesn't know what he's talking about, he has no right to say. That's why the Bari wins. But only because the opposite side is a Shema. But over here, even though she has a rive with her, but since the opposite side, the husband is saying for sure that he knows you are an amana, whenever you have a bori on the other side, then we don't listen to her, it remains a suffix, and by mumin, you can't get money away in a suffix. Mura says, Navachi nami mistavra. This is also a svar like we're saying that Rabbi Gamliel agrees to the beginning of this Mishnah. Why? Midiktoni, it says at the end of the Mishnah, Umayde Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua agrees, in this case of a Peshos, a Peshita, that Reuven is believed. So, Rabbi Yeshua agrees. For the Gemara, like, who is Rabbi Yeshua agreeing to? Iyam with Bishleim, if you're going to tell me it's very good, that I be Rabbi Gamliel b'moidam, that Rabbi Gamliel in the beginning of our Mishnah is also agreeing. In other words, the beginning of the Mishnah is saying that Rabbi Gamliel, even though before he said we believe her, in this case where the husband is a Bari, we don't believe her. So Rabbi Gamliel starts talking in the beginning of the Mishnah, that in the case of Bari Ubari, we don't believe her. So then Shapir, it's good that at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said, you should know, I also agree to you, Rabbi Gamliel, sometimes. But just the beginning of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Gamliel agrees to Rabbi Yeshua here. We don't believe her. So it's good, Rabbi Yeshua says back, I also agree to you, there are some cases that I also agree, there's a case of a Migo Peshos or Peshita. Eli Yamar, but if you want to tell me, Lo Yari Rabbi Gamliel B'moida, that Rabbi Gamliel is not talking about the ratio of the Mishnah, that the beginning of the Mishnah is only Rabbi Yeshua, not Rabbi Gamliel, says so, Rabbi Yeshua Laman Moida. What's the shot at the end of our Mishnah that says, Umoida Rabbi Yeshua? Like too, is he agreeing? Who is Rabbi Yeshua agreeing to? If Rabbi Gamliel is not talking in the beginning of the Mishnah, so is he agreeing to? So that should be a proof that the beginning of our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Gamliel also. And the Svari is, since the husband is a Bari, therefore she is not believed. Tamura says, no, maybe there's not a proof. Me Savrit, do you have to say, do you think, that Rav Yeshua Hai Pirkin Koi, that Rav Yeshua, when he says, I agree to you, he's agreeing, he's talking about an hour Mishnah, he's talking an hour Perik here, the second Perik? Maybe no. I tell you, Amigu Koi. Rav Yeshua is saying that I agree to you, Rav Gamliel, in Hilchas Migu. Like in this Migu of a Peshos, a Peshitter, I believe you. And you know what? The Apirkan Kamakoi, Rav Yeshua is going back, we look to the first Perik. In other words, that we had before Machoikas, and if you say Migu or not, Rav Yeshua is saying, even though in the first Perik I argued on you, Rav Gamliel, and I said you don't say Migu, but over here, in this case of a Peshos, a Peshitter, I agree you do say Migu. Now the Muslim go explain the Mishnahs we had before. Ahai, on which Mishnah before is now Rabbi Yeshua agreeing? Elaim, if you want to tell me a whole from the Mishnah we had before, that Hoysum Oberis, in a case we had that she is pregnant, the girl is pregnant, for Yomru Lom, we ask her now, Matiba Shalul Bezer, like who was the husband, who was the boy you live with? We want to know what's the halacha of this kid? And she says back, Meish Pleine Vekoinu, she knows the boy was a Koine Koshri Yid. So he said, "Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar, Rav Yehuda Menes." She's believed. She has a tainus boris. She has a chazaka. We believe her. Rav Yeshua, Aimel, let me pee on a chayin. No, we don't believe her. Al smay losam beyuchsin. We don't believe her bori. When we have a suffix, min a suffix, we say, "Ein apetropos la royis." Mistama, she has dus for the mamzer. She's posel. So if you want to say Rav Yeshua over there disagrees, here he agrees. For the Gemara, hosa my migu ika. In that Mishnah, there's no migu. Hare Krisa Ben Chanel. She can't say she was a Nivola. She's pregnant. Krisa means like a stomach in between the teeth, like she's pregnant. We see for sure she adds nus. So there's no Migu over there. There wasn't the Shiloh of a Migu. There was a Shiloh of a Gamliel says we believe her because she's a Bari. And Yeshua says we don't believe her. That's all. But there's no Migu over there. So that can't be the Mishnah that now Yeshua is saying, on this I agree. Elo Ahot, some of the other Mishnah we had. That what the beginning of that Mishnah was, Rua Midaberes Mechud. That we saw the way a girl was talking with a boy, and then they had Yichud, they were alone together. That's all. Now, Biyomrlo, we ask, Matibush Lizdeh, like we are Choshev, that they live together. She has Nus with the boy. So you want to know who is the boy to know if she's still Mutter to get married to a Kohen or not? And she answers back, yes, Ish Plani Kohenu, he's a Kosher, a boy, he was a Kohen, I'm still Mutter to get married to a Kohen. So Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar, Imrim the Menace. They say, yes, we believe her. She has a bori, she has a cheskas kashrus, she was kosher before to a kain, she's still kosher now. No, I don't trust her. So what? So there Rav Yeshua says, I don't believe her, but now missionary believes her. For the Gemara again, Hossa, my migu ika. What kind of migu is it over there? Like Rabbi Yeshua is saying, even over there there's a Migu, I don't believe that Migu. Over here in our Mishnah, by this Migu, I do trust the Migu. But what kind of Migu is it over there? So Mura says, again, it was a Machlaikis, what the case of Madaberis means. So Oni Yichol is Ziri. It's good according to the way Ziri learned Pshat. The Yom Amai Madaberis. He says that we see this boy and girl talking together. What does Madaberis mean? Nistera. It means that all we saw them was just they were alone together. We didn't see the way they lived together. We just saw that we're alone in the room. So then it's good that really she has a migu. What? Migu di boy yom relein avalti. If she wanted to, she could have just said, I did not live with him. Ukomra, now she said no. Ukomra, she said, nivalti, that I live with him, but he's a kosher Jew. So mehemna, that's a migu. So that's okay. Now as Rabbi Yeshua is saying, that migu I don't believe. But in our Mishnah, I do believe in Migu. But it's good, there is a type of Migu over there. Like the girl, we say the girl is not lying. Because if she wanted a lie, she should have said a better lie. She should have said, I didn't live with him at all. We don't have Adam, they live together. We only have Adam, they were Nistera, they were alone together. So according to Ziri, it's good, there should be a Migu there. And the Yeshua says, that Migu I don't believe. Because his svar is, Eina Petropos La Royis. We don't believe that Migu for sure they had Bia. But in our Mishnah, Peshos, we do believe. But Elul Rabasi, but according to the way Rabasi learned Shan the Mishnah before, Tiyom Amay Medaberis, Niveles, Rabasi before said, when the Mishnah says we saw them talking, it was only a nice way of speech, but really it meant that we saw them live together. So if we saw them Niveles, my Migu Ika, again she has no Migu, she couldn't have said anything else. We caught her, we saw the way she lived with the boy, and we asked her now, who is the boy? So she has no Migu. We have no proof that she's not lying. So that's why Yeshua says she's not believed. So if so, what are they going to do with our Mishnah? Why is he being Maida? There was no Migu over there. So Mashmir is saying, Maida, that even though in other Migus I disagree, in our Migu here I believe her. But there was no Migu over there? So Mar says, Dela Aho, goes on the other Mishnah. The what the Shaila was, Hiyoy Meris Mukatetani. Again, the husband by the chuppah tying that she's a pesach psuach. I don't want to give you ksuba. And she says, true, but it was a mukatzeitz. I hurt myself, then I deserve to get a ksuba. Ruwaimi, he says, the husband says, loikil drushas yashat. Don't give me no stories. It wasn't a mukatzeitz. You lived with a man before. You're a bula. And I don't want to give you ksuba at all. That was the machloikis, him and her. So the Mishnah Miyad before said that. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rahimim Nemenis. We believe her. She has a right to say she was a mukatzeitz. Rabbi Yeshua Leimer again, Leimer Piyon Chayin. No, we don't trust her. So the Chura, what's the Migro over there? For the Mara Hossam, my Migro Ika. And that Mishnah also, what's the Shara of a Migro over there? That she is saying she's a Mukat Saints. So Mara says like this, Bish Leimer the Rabbi Lez, it's good the way Rabbi Lez learned Shana Mishnah over there. The Oma Bimona Vulei Klum, that when she says she was a Mukat Saints, she's only asking for $100. In other words, she's saying true. That when I got married to you, I was a mukatzeitz, but I only deserve 100. The husband is saying, no, when I got married to you, or a bula, you lived with a man before that, I don't want to give you a penny. So then it's good that she has the migu. You know what migu she has? Migu diba yomro mukatzeitz anitachtecha. If she wanted a lie, she should have said a better lie. She could have said like this, at the time when I got married to you, the time of the Kedushin 6 months ago, I was a psula. I was pure. I deserve to get $200. Do you know why tonight by the chuppah you found me to, I don't have my psulim? I hurt myself in between tachtecha, after I was married to you, then I hurt myself. And then, v'yislo masayim, she could ask for $200. So she has a migu. Oh, Cameron, instead of saying that, you know what she's saying? She's saying me kara. She's saying that true, at the time I married you, I was a mukatzeitz, the less to elamona, that she only gets 100. So she's only asking for $100. So according to Rabbi Lez, it's good that really she has a migu. Really it's a svara to believe her. We say she's not lying. Because if she wanted a lie, she should have said a better lie. She could have said, not that I'm a mukat seitz, before the Kedushin. She could have lied and said, it just happened to be last week that I became a mukat seitz. But at the time of the Kedushin, I was a regular psula. I want 200. And since she's only asking for 100, so that's a proof she's not lying. So that would be good. That Rabbi Yeshua says, that migu I don't hold from, and we'll soon see why not, but the migu of our Mishnah, which is a Peshosor, this migu I believe in. But Elul Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon and Shita, to Yama that he said before, Bimasayim Amono, that the Isha he holds, that a Mukatzeitz, she deserves to get $200. So whatever she says, whether she was a Mukatzeitz before the Kedushin, or she was a Mukatzeitz only after the Kedushin, she's still asking for $200. So according to Rabbi Yechonin, my migu ika, there's no migu there. She has no better taina. No matter what she says, whether she's a mukatzeitz before the kedushin or after the kedushin, she's asking for the same money. She wants 200. So there's no migu over there. So again, what is Rabbi Yeshua agreeing to? Elo ahor. Let's go back to the first Mishnah that says like this: Anoisa yes isha. You marry your wife. V'loy motzala b'sulim. And the night of the chuppah, the first time you tie in a pesach psuach, she didn't have any psulim. So he on there, she says, you should know it's true, but you know what happened to me? Misha rastani nenasti. What happened to me was, even though at the time of the kedushin, I was a psula, but later, a month after that, somebody was manas me, and I lost my psulim then. But I'm still mutter to you, because it was an oinus. And if it's tach pasadeyu, I say it's your mazel that caused it, I still want my $200. Ruaimer, the husband answers back, Loi, that wasn't the case. He says back, Hashemah, Ki elo ad, shloi erasticha. He has a doubt, maybe this happened before we had Kedushin. So at the time of the Kedushin, you were really a bula, you tricked me, I don't want to pay Yaksuba. So there we had Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Ruaimer, Nemenis, Yavishuaimer, Lemepi, Yonachayin. That Rabbi Gamliel says there, we believe her. Again, because she has a tainus bari with a chazoko or a migu. And Yavishua says, we don't trust her. So there it's good. The migu di boyam mukatzeitz ani tachtecha. Over there it's a good migu she has there. Because what did she say? She said a man was manasay after the kedushin. And she could have said rather the migu di boyam mukatzeitz ani tachtecha. She could have just said that not that a man lived with me, but I hurt myself from a stick. And what will be the difference? the loyka postla nafshe mikuna. She doesn't postle herself from a kohen. Like this, if she says a man was manasa, the halacha is she doesn't. If a man was manasa when she's married, even though she's mutter to her husband, though, but she's also to get married to a kohen later. Even if her husband dies, she can't marry a kohen anymore. So when this lady told us that mishriftanin anasi, somebody was manasa after the gedushin, she's making herself now possible to a kohen. So the Lachur is a migul to believe her that she could have said she was muketzeitz, and she wouldn't be possible to a kohen. Meshemachi kam Rabbi Gamliel demhemna. That was Rabbi Gamliel svara why we believe her, because she has a migul. Now it's very good our Mishnah. Akama Rabbi Yeshua l'Rabbi Gamliel. And now our Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua is talking back to Rabbi Gamliel. That Bahai Migu Dehocha Medina Lecha. And now a Migu and our Mishnah over here, the new Pershasa Pershitter, I agree to you, we believe the Migu. But Behu Migu Dehosim, but the Migu over there by Mishastan and Anasti, Paligna Levocha, there I argue on you. Because there that Migu is not a Pershasa Pershitter. So in that Migu I argue. Or is like, what's the difference? Samura says, Michti, let's see. Hai Migu, Vahai Migu. They're both called Migus. They're both reasons to believe that she's not lying. Like in that mission over there, when the Isha said, Mishirastani Nenasti, that something happened to me, a man was managed to me after the Kedushin, we should believe her, because she could have said a better lie if she was lying, that she was only a Mukatsaitz. Sakam over there, we don't believe her. And here in our Mishnah, when Reuben comes and tells Shimon, you should know, even though this field once belonged to your father, but I bought it off him, here we believe him. What's the difference? Maishinah, haimigu, mehaimigu, what's the difference? So Mura says the Loshin, hoch over here, ein shor shochut lefanecha. And our Mishnah over here, that the Moshel light, there's no shor, there's no axe, that shochut, that's killed in front of us. In other words, there's nothing to start us off. And our Mishnah, Reuven is living in his field, peacefully. He didn't have to open up his mouth. Shimon doesn't come to complain to say, the field belonged to my father. So there's nothing here, no evidence to make any troubles. Who's the one that started everything? Reuven. Reuven's the one that opened up his mouth and said, you should know, I'm telling you, this field once belonged to your father, but I bought it off him. So since there's no shore, there's nothing to start off, that's why we believe Reuven. In other words, some Mishnah learned this is a svara of the Peshasa Peshitter. That's a svara to believe Reuven. But Hossam in the Mishnah before, Hare Shor Shachot Lefanecha. Over there the case is when the husband had the first beer by the chuppah, after the chuppah, the night of the chuppah, he found out she was Pesach Pesuach. So he has some evidence to complain about. He says, I see something happened to you. So the husband says, what happened to you was, you were a bula, you lived with a man before I married you, before the Kedushin. And therefore I don't want to give you ksuba. She says back, no, by the Kedushin I was a psula, but something happened to me afterwards, mishriftan and anasti. But over there, that's not called a peshos or peshitta. Because there we have evidence, the husband says pesah psuach. The husband says something happened to her. So there the migu she has is not such a good migu. Therefore by that, migu Rabbi Yeshua says, I don't trust her. Pashaykh and the mission over here, where it's a good peshos, a peshitter, over here attack a believer. I believe him, Reuven. Now the Gemara goes back to the beginning of our Mishnah. So say now the beginning of the Mishnah here, if the Isha says that she was a psula, we don't believe her. If she doesn't have Edim, we believe rather the husband to say that she was an Amona. And therefore the husband only has to pay 100 and not 200. Now we just said before that the Rav Noshim Besulasni says, since you're telling me now most times Rav happens that the marriage is by a Besula, so if so, Kiliyasu Edim, even if she doesn't bring Edim to her side, that she went out in Enuma with her hair uncovered, Maheve, like so what? Lechura Tzakasha, why don't we believe because she has a Rav? And Lechura with Rav, we could be Maitzi Mamin. So Tosfos speaks out that the Gemara's kasha is only according to Rav. That Rav holds all over, holchim mamom achor roiv. That with the roiv you can even take out money. But according to Shmuel, Allah we hold, ain holchim mamom achor roiv. If you have a roiv, still you can't take away money. The klal is, the Gemara is not asking. On the side, the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ramban, they both say no, the Gemara's kasha is even, or the Balamora, as it says, the Gemara's kasha is even according to Shmuel. Because over here the pshat is a rove by itself can't be Moshe Mammon. But over here the Isha has a chazaka also. She has a cheska saguf to say, or chazaka says she wasn't married yet. She was born not married. So So say most probably she wasn't married before. This is her first marriage. She also has a roiv. So when you have a roiv and a chazoka, there could be mighty mammon. Therefore the Gemara has the kasha here, since she has a chazoka and a roiv, so why isn't she believed? Why does the Mishnah say only if she has Edim? Even without Edim we should believe her. So Gemara answers the teretz like this. I'm a Ravina. There's such a rave like that. The majority of marriages are the first time. But there are a minority of people that get married a second time. Everybody gets married the first time. Usually everybody talks about it. There's a call going on. Everybody knows it's the first time they're getting married. There's a call going on.
All right, turn over.